Rocha.
Hoje temos um podcast muito especial, um rockstar que eu já queria fazer há muito tempo, porque 2 anos e meio depois ele está de regresso a Portugal, vai cá passar uns dias e temos andado aí a passear. Estou a falar de Whit Crane, dos Ugly Kid Joe, que é o grande convidado de hoje aqui no Rockstar, mas que traz ele também uma convidada ainda mais especial. So, hi guys, welcome.
Salute.
Hello.
Welcome again, Whit, and hi. Welcome Leonor, for the first time.
Hi.
Yeah, my daughter, and we want her to be here at the podcast to join us and have a little talk, a little conversation about music, life, the world, well, whatever you need. What do you want to talk about, Whit? Welcome again.
Thank you. I think the focus as far as Ugly Kid Joe goes is mm-hmm. we have a new album.
Yeah.
The album is called Rad Wings of Destiny,
cool.
which is a take on the Judas Priest album, Sad Wings of Destiny, which I showed you the other night.
Yeah, remember you showed me. Yeah.
Remember the heavy metal I was showing you?
Yes, I remember.
So
that.
Ugly Kid Joe is a massive fan. All of us are fans of Judas Priest. And if you went back to 1992, when Ugly Kid Joe released America's Least Wanted, which mm-hmm. is, I guess, our seminal record, Rob Halford sang on that record. So he sang mm-hmm. on it. Yeah. Like it was. And so imagine us as kids, and we're all music fans, let's just be honest. You're a music fan,
yeah.
She's a music fan, we're all music fans. So it's a full circle. 30 years later, Rob Halford came and sang on the Ugly Kid Joe album, America's Least Wanted, and then now years later the band's back together and we've named the album Sad Wings of Destiny, and that will be out October 21st.
Yeah, we're almost there, like 3 months
yeah.
away.
Yep. Yeah.
So you have a bunch of new songs. Some of them are going to be here today at my podcast, my Rockstar podcast. It's an honor. I know that you didn't give any interviews here. So
no.
It's the only one.
We haven't been doing interviews at all.
Yeah.
Like we played Hellfest recently. There's a big giant heavy metal festival called Hellfest. And we played with Metallica. It was super mm-hmm. cool. I did like two interviews for the French publicity guy because he's mm-hmm. awesome and I'll do whatever he says. But other than that, we're probably going to just let the music do the talking, but it's you. So I'll talk to you for hours.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think we've created like a bond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We met in Crato, in Festival do Crato. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And since then, like 5 years ago or something, like we became bros, Beanie Bros, and now you're part of my family.
Yeah.
We've been hanging around here with my cousins and my brother and my family and our friend Rita, that is an amazing girl.
That's right.
So,
and Cashew.
And Caju, Caju is it's a baby dog, it's a puppy, my cousin's puppy, yeah. But you had a blast here in Portugal. You really love our country.
Well, I love the world, right?
I
like my life. It's it's a good life. I love singing songs and getting into mischief here and there. But yeah, this place, Portugal has. I just went outside today, and anywhere I go, anywhere I look, I feel like I'm in like the best movie ever. Everyone's filled with love and life. There's mm-hmm. food and bicycles and hot chicks. And I'm like, wow.
You have great weather.
I mean, it really is incredible. And then, so did you know that I went, where was the hamburger place at? Where is
the
that?
I took him to Comporta, to my cousin's restaurant.
What's the restaurant?
Saalburger.
Saalburger. Does everyone agree that Saalburger is great?
Yes,
it's great.
And where is Saalburger located again, exactly?
Comporta.
So your listeners, if you guys are into burgers, go to Saalburger.
We had the most crazy and awesome night there at Saalburger. We ate delicious burgers. We talked a lot. We listened to music.
Mm. Yeah.
We read poems.
Yeah,
Leonor read
poems.
A poem.
Yeah.
So tell us about it, Leonor.
Yeah, so we were talking. I don't even know what we were talking about, but we came to a conversation about poems and Whit showed me a poem, which is really funny. You should all listen to it and all read it.
What's it called?
Yodel the Turtle.
Yeah. Yodel the Turtle.
Yodel the Turtle. It's very fun to read and I love to read in English. So.
What did you think about, without giving the poem away, what did you feel like? Was your Yodel a good guy or a bad guy?
Oh, he was a bad guy, but the other little turtle was very,
Mac.
Very...
Mac yeah, was
Mac,
the
Yeah, Mac. Mac was the good one, but Yodel had good intentions in the start, and then, you know, he kind of got...
He got what he deserved.
Yeah, he got what he deserved. You have to all read it to understand what we're talking about, but it's pretty fun.
So, maybe I'll start off with my song pick, because Wit brought us three Ugly Kid Joe songs.
That's correct.
Two of the new ones.
Two brand new songs and then one old OG song from 2012.
Yeah, so you're going to listen for the first time two of the newest songs of Ugly Kid Joe that are going to be released 21st of October.
Yeah.
And then he asked Leonor to pick a song.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to pick a song too. I did not do that until now. So I'm going to pick the song you showed me, Yodel the Turtle by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, that's good. As far
that's
as your,
good, that's good.
Okay, so you have all your people listening to this. Hello, people.
Hello, people.
So yeah, so Yodel the Turtle, as we've already depicted, is a poem. Mm-hmm. And then the old school Chili Peppers, I think it's off an album called Freaky Styly. And they took the lyrics of Yodel the Turtle
the
and
poem.
They put it to their music. And, you know, that was the beginning of that band. So there's a great madness in the sounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that until Wit showed me at my car. We were driving through Vasco da Gama Bridge.
Yeah.
I just picked him here at a hotel and we were going to Margem Sul to my house, and he showed me that and I was like, whoa, this is pretty amazing. We heard the poem too.
Yeah.
And I love the poem because Yodel the Turtle is a king and yeah. he wants more power and more power and more and yeah. then he falls
gets
off.
What
yeah, he gets
yeah.
what he deserves. So here, Red Hot Chili Peppers at Rockstar with, how's the name of the song?
Yodel the Turtle.
It's literally the name.
It's literally the name of the poem.
Look at that turtle, bro. Bro.
Então, Red Hot Chili Peppers agora aqui no Rockstar. A primeira música de hoje, escolhida por mim, depois a música da No, e então as três músicas dos Ugly Kid Joe. O álbum sai em outubro, no dia 21, e vamos ouvir em exclusivo aqui no Rockstar as duas novas canções da banda. Rockstar.
Get that turtle go, bro.
I'm a Bowie Island of Solomon's song. I said, oh, you know the turtle, there was a king of the pond. A nice little pond, it was clean, it was neat. The water was warm, there was a plenty to eat. Until one day, the king of the mall decided the king's and he was too small. I'm a ruler of all that I see. But I don't see enough, and that's the trouble with me. Command. He ordered all the turtles on the one another's back. He piled them high into a 10 turtles back. Oh, you're to the turtles, the things I now will. I'm a king of a cow, I'm a king of a mule.
Look at the turtle go, bro.
My shoulders and my knees, how long must we stand in your majesty? Silence, the king of the turtles barked back to the bad, furry little a turtle named Mac. I'm a judge of the turtle to old marvelous me, for I am the ruler of all that I see.
You're the turtle.
Então, nós estamos aqui no podcast Rockstar. Hoje uma edição muito especial, porque há 2 anos e meio que ele não vinha cá a Portugal. Eu já tinha feito um especial, a Glicky Joe, quando eles estiveram cá, antes da pandemia. Entretanto, meteu-se pandemia, não conseguimos estar juntos. E o It agora veio para 10 dias para curtir um bocadinho Portugal, para passar umas férias. E, sinceramente, eu nem o queria incomodar com isto. Não queria que ele gravasse nada, mas acabámos por falar muito das músicas novas dos Ugly Kid, daquilo que aí vem, do álbum novo, e ele acabou por me pedir para mostrar em exclusivo as primeiras músicas aqui no Rockstar da Rádio Comercial. E por isso mesmo estamos à conversa com o It e também com a Leonor, com a minha filha, que ele acabou por convidá-la para estar presente aqui nesta conversa e para falar um bocadinho connosco. So, you have a new album,
yeah.
21st October, and you want to show us some new songs. So tell me about this one.
The song that I will share with you. I don't know.
Thank you so much for that. It's like the first time we're hearing it.
It feels right.
Thank you.
This song is called That Ain't Livin', and I wrote the riff on Patmos, Greece. And Patmos, Greece is where St. John wrote the Book of the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
In a cave.
Whoa.
And so I was there. It's a very strange place, and there's a bunch of cool monks, and I got some magic candles for these guys. But anyway, so I wrote that riff, and I managed to put the riff on my iPhone, you know, because the music comes to you, comes through you, shows itself, creativity, whatever the world is. And so somehow I retained that riff and showed it to my guys, and they're like, wow, dude, that's a really good, they call it Whit Crane's mouth riffs. And so I was just going, and they're like, wow, that's really great. So then, I'm always trying to convince them to play these riffs. And sometimes they give me the look like, dude, no. Because, you know, some of it's not very good. And so in this case, they were really intrigued by this riff. So then we had the riff, and then we play this weird heavy metal show on a boat, like a giant cruise ship with a bunch of Germans.
Cool.
What was it called? Something, some German name.
Okay.
And we ended up in Mallorca, Spain, and we rented a villa with all the band members, and we worked on this song at the villa.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't complete it, but we worked on it. And then I stayed, everyone left, and I stayed in Mallorca, Spain with this guitar player named Jeff Kern, who's in the video. He's an Australian guy. I play in a band with him in Australia called Yellow Cake.
Yeah.
But anyway, everyone loves Jeff. I love Jeff, and he's really quite a good guitar player. So it was me and Jeff stayed in Mallorca, and we met this weird drummer. And when I say weird, I mean like he didn't speak English. He was really nice, mm-hmm. and we're all this, and then there's a guy named Pep Bonet that said, you should jam with this dude. And we're
How
like, cool.
did you communicate with
music.
Him?
Music.
Okay.
It was incredible. Because he didn't, I mean, we don't speak any, we're, you know, this is as far as we can go.
Yeah.
So this guy, in the poshest part, like the nicest part of Mallorca, Spain, is there's a carport where you park your Mercedes or your BMW. So the guy kind of looks at us and he goes, come with me. And we're like, okay, I guess we're going to jam, but where? And go into the carport where it's a carport.
Yeah.
Because where are we going?
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden he goes under like a stairwell and opens a little magic door. And there's this weird jam room with all the equipment you'd ever need, guitars, drums. And he goes like this, he goes, here it is. So we walked in and we worked on this song, and the song came through us, and it was so special. And then it's just such a neat thing. It's such a neat thing that music, you know, passed, like, you know, we don't speak Spanish, and he doesn't speak English, but it didn't matter. We were, you know, we totally communicated like mm-hmm. deeply through music.
Yeah.
So then the song was a song. We're like, okay, we got it. I didn't have all the lyrics, but I was like, this is a song for sure. I could show you some footage of it. It's so
yeah,
awesome.
I want to.
So anyway, then I'm like, okay, that song's killer, you know. I hope we can track it one day. And then Ugly Kid Joe ends up tracking this album, Rad Wings of Destiny, in El Paso, Texas, at this incredible studio called Sonic Ranch. And it's on a pecan farm in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of handguns and shenanigans. There's cooks. There's the best gear I've ever seen, the best guitars I've ever seen. There's Picasso's on the wall. There's Salvador Dali paintings on the wall. And it's right next to Juarez, which is the murder capital of the world. So it's like this weird environment.
Place,
really powerful. I mean, but in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, wow. So the guitar player, Jeff Kern, came all the way from Australia so he could track on this song.
Mm-hmm.
So he flew from Melbourne, Australia, gets to Texas, and everybody's there. Mark Dodson, who produced The America's Least Wanted in 1992, is now the producer of this album. So we have kind of got the full family back, plus Jeff. Anyway, so we track all these songs for the new album, and all the vocals didn't get done. So this particular song, once again, it's called That Ain't Living. I was in Lisbon with you hanging out in like November 2019 or whatever that was, maybe December.
December.
Yeah, December 2019. And I flew from here to London.
Yeah, I remember
probably
that.
December 8th, 2019, and tracked the vocals of this song and Lola in London. And so now everything's mixed. It's all done. It sounds killer. And now we're back here. And the influence of this song, we love particular bands. We love Judas Priest. We love Black Sabbath. We love AC/DC. So there's a singer named Bon Scott that sang in one of the versions of AC/DC. And that's probably one of my favorite singers of all time. He's a very special man. He's no longer with us. But so there's a record for your fans here. There's a record, AC/DC Power Age, which is my favorite record. So this song, riff, and the whole thing, it's us paying respect to old school Bon Scott, AC/DC.
And he was amazing. He had an amazing voice.
Yeah.
So do you want to present the music here at Rockstar?
Yeah, this is a Ugly Kid Joe new song. This is called That Ain't Livin' off the album Rad Wings of Destiny.
What you trying to prove? Then you're trying.
Ugly Kid Joe's new song, one of the new songs that I'm living. Estamos a mostrar algumas das músicas novas dos Ugly Kid. O álbum sai em outubro, no dia 21. O Whit Crane, o vocalista dos Ugly Kid Joe, está aqui connosco. A minha Noah também, porque ele fez questão que ela estivesse para conversar um bocadinho. Então, ele tem estado aqui nos últimos dias. Na última semana tivemos algumas aventuras com a minha família e uma delas, que ele vai contar agora, aconteceu precisamente depois do nosso jantar na Comporta, nos hambúrgueres, no Sal Burger. Nós fomos lá jantar e depois o que é que acontece? Eu vinha-me embora, não é? Tinha coisas para fazer e o Whit quis ficar com o meu primo. So, we had the most coolest dinner ever.
That's
at
right.
The Sal Burger place.
Uh-huh.
And then you decided to hang around with my cousin all night long.
And your cousin's a bit of a pirate.
He's a pirate. Leap. Hi. So, tell me what happened that night.
Well, you saw the beginning of it.
Yes,
we're hanging out with your family,
yes,
reading poems, having fun, eating burgers, and drinking some beers.
Yep.
All was well.
Lots of beers.
And then you gave me the option, which was a fair option. I probably should have applied this option.
Yes.
And you
I
said,
told
look,
you.
You're like, we gotta go right. You said we gotta boogie on right now. It's 12 midnight.
Yeah.
You know, I'll even get you all the way to the hotel.
Yes.
Get in the car.
Because I'm gonna work tomorrow morning, so I can drop you at your hotel.
Uh-huh. And your relative, he's your cousin?
Yeah. My cousin, yeah.
Okay. So his cousin and he looks at me and he had fun in his eyes.
Yeah.
He had some fun in his
like
eyes.
Like a little
kid,
you know.
And I had fun in my eyes too. Like, we're two little kind of like troublemakers that
found
each other.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
And anyway, so he goes, why don't you stay? And then the owner of Sal Burger, Diogo,
my other cousin.
He's a little more grounded than...
Because he was sober, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. But he's more grounded than the two people that are the headliners of the story. And he comes over and wisely says, you know, we close at 2. And which doesn't give a lot of time to be, you know, demonic or whatever. And I go, oh, never mind, that's cool. And then your cousin's like, you should stay. And I looked at the cousin and I go, all right, bro. And I looked at him like a pirate, pirate to pirate, pirate on pirate.
Yeah.
And I said, I go like this. I go, listen, bro, I'm a 6 a.m. type of guy. Meaning, if we're going to do this, let's go all the way.
Yeah. I remember
and
that.
And he goes, let's do it. And so we did. We kind of, then you disappeared and we had fun and we were chatting and, you know, and everything was fine. And then the clock kind of got towards like 4 a.m. And I'm all, where are we going to sleep? We're in the middle of nowhere. And he's like, he's not really giving me any good answers with that storyline. And it's not nearly 6. But so I just give in to the fact that, you know, one day it'll be 6 and we'll just pass out under a tree, something like that. So he makes friends with this really nice Brazilian guy. And the Brazilian guys hang out with us. He's really kind, this guy. And he goes, you guys can probably sleep back here with where I sleep. And so we go in this house, which is right next to the burger place, Sal Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And inside this house is where, like, workers would sleep,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
It's not very, it's not posh. It's the opposite of posh.
Yeah.
But there's a soul. It's like got a really interesting patina, but it's like, you know, you're in a crazy, it's not a horror film, but it could be. Right? anyway, so we cruise in there and there's these bunk beds in there. And the bunk beds are big. It's almost like a jail meets camp.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And we cruise in. There's no mattresses. There's nothing. Just some pillows. And in the end, towards the 6 a.m., we all end up in the bunk beds. And I put my hands like this. I had my hoodie. It was kind of cold.
Yeah.
And I was so happy that I felt like I was in like an evil camp. You know, when you go to camp when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to camp?
I never went to camp.
Well,
but she knows how. I don't like camp.
Okay. I liked camp. I went to mountain camp.
You went?
I went to a place called mountain camp. But anyway, so it was amazing. Then, you know, I slept and I had really interesting dreams about Eddie Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we woke up like
he's a true rock star.
No, and Ed's always coming to say hi to me. Anyway, then we woke up and there we were. I'm like, it's the moment where you realize that a toothbrush is a good idea.
Yeah.
And we didn't have that toothbrush.
Yeah.
You didn't have any money.
No.
His cell phone was down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. I felt happy. Probably,
yeah.
Probably still have some residue through me.
It was an adventure.
Yeah. And so anyways, you think like, I'm like, where are we? Like, what's going to happen next? And I'm like, let's go. And I think that for those 2 days, I was really into walking around barefoot for some reason.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what that is. But there I was. I saw, I'm going to walk around barefoot more. And we ended up deep in the heart of whatever town that is. Can you explain to where were we? Like, we were on a peninsula,
like,
right?
One hour and a half from Lisbon.
But it's on a peninsula, right?
Yeah, it's like, no, it's not a peninsula. It's
not. It's Setúbal. It's more like that.
What? It's a place where people go on vacation. Huh. You go there just to hang around, like, in nature, you know, with all the beaches.
Mm-hmm. It's so like Algarve, but, you know, closer to Lisbon.
But you have to have a transportation. You have to have, to go there.
Yeah.
You just don't
car or
go
ferry
there.
Or something.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You didn't have that.
No. Yeah. So anyway, that's interesting. Anyway, it's a really beautiful place to your listeners that go there.
Yeah, it is.
Get lost in it.
Get lost in Comporta.
So that's actually a good tag for that place. Get lost in it, whatever. Anyway, so then we're walking along, disheveled, sweaty, gross, but kind of in a good way. Like, it was a really funny night, and I like that guy. Like, his pirate, he was still shining like a bright pirate. You know, and he had that, you know, he's a pirate for sure.
Yeah,
right now, you know he's going to get on a boat right now.
Yeah. He was going to Italy to get a boat and then take it to Portugal.
So, but he's like a real pirate.
He is like a real pirate.
He sent me a text. He's really nice. Anyway, so we find this weird restaurant, and I'm deep in that. I'm all in. I'm all the way into whatever Portugal really is. This isn't like where you'd end up as a tourist.
No. This is a real deal.
So we end up at this restaurant, and I'm all, wow. I mean, I don't think I've been to breakfast in 20 years, like to a breakfast, but it was like 7 a.m. or whatever it is. Yeah. And I was like, well, let's get breakfast. And all of a sudden we had these big orange juices, which were delicious.
Yeah.
And we had toast. And I think butter, unless it's really real butter, I think it's not really worth the crime. The butter was incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I was like, oh my God, this is like I made it all the way where things were real.
This is heaven.
And so we ate that. And then I'm all, what are we going to do, bro? Like, you know, did I not have my phone? I don't even know. Anyway, so he calls and he seems to know your cousin, the pirate.
Yeah, the pirate.
It seems like he knows everybody. In a good way. Like he's kind of the mayor of wherever he goes, which I think is a great currency if you're lost from California.
Of course.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden his friend comes and scoops us up, his old school friend, and drives us along. He's a really nice guy. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. We actually have a ride, which is quite far away, to get to the ferry. So as we get to the ferry, he gets his phone, he puts his hand, he goes, hold on for a second. And we're supposed to meet someone across, and we can't take our time. And for some, do you know who this guy is? He has a friend that's born the same day as he was.
I know, and me too, Strela. Okay, he was born in our day.
He has the exact birthday, exact day in the exact hospital within an hour.
I know.
Which is a very interesting moment. I'm like, really? The exact day? And I'm like, yeah, this is my friend.
And they are like best friends since ever. Yeah.
So he goes, come on. And we don't even walk near the ferry. And we go down where all the boats are.
And then there's
this dude. I don't know if you call it a skip, but it's like a small, like as big as a king size bed was the size of the boat.
Yeah.
With this dude. And I was like, what's up? And, you know, I don't know these dudes. And I'm like, so I just was like, okay, this is my life. Yeah. Like,
and they just sailed to Stubal.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yes. Like, we got on a boat that was like,
on
you know,
boat.
I mean, like a small boat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, this could be it.
This could be the end.
So, you know, and then we went and went across. It was awesome. And we got across the thing, met your other relative who's really nice, the drummer.
Oh, yeah. My brother.
Yeah.
My brother picked you up.
Yeah, yeah.
And drove him to Lisbon.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And he was really nice. And your whole family's very kind.
Yeah.
But like all of that was in like, you know, I went into the hotel and I took a shower. Like sometimes you take a really, like sometimes you're like, I got to get it off of me.
Yeah.
And I took the longest shower I probably have in the last 15 years. And I was like, I will clean all of this off and I will shave. And I kind of looked at the mirror after that and I'm like, you wouldn't even know.
What just happened? So you had like the most crazy adventure with my cousin, my brother, and whatever. We had a great time this week with you. So thank you for being here and for visiting us and for this interview. It's not ending right now, but I want to thank you for your kindness, for your friendship, because you're a true friend, and for showing us your new song. So let's get to another one.
You want a new song or old school one?
An old school one.
Okay, so this song, it's called No One Survives. And when the band Ugly Kid Joe got back together after 15 or 16 years hiatus meaning we weren't a band.
Yeah.
We were defunct.
You were on a break.
Whatever it was, you know, Klaus wouldn't play. And anyway, that's okay though. And so anyway, this song is I think one of our best songs, and it's got really haunting lyrics, and the hook is, in the end, no one survives, which is everybody dies.
Yeah, it's true.
So the lyrics of this song are written by Dave Fortman. The riffs written by Dave. It's Dave's song. And on this song, there's a lot of versions of Ugly Kid Joe, right? And we have a big family. Like, my goal with Ugly Kid Joe is, like, whoever's played with us, you're kind of still in the band, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a drummer named Shannon Larkin, and he's probably one of the greatest drummers in the world today, or maybe ever. So he was an Ugly Kid Joe for a couple of years, and that's a story in itself, finding mm-hmm. that guy. But anyway, so he plays drums on this song that I'm sure No One Survives off of Stairway to Hell. And it's a haunting, awesome song, and it has Shannon Larkin on it. And mm-hmm. I think it's awesome.
The Rockstar. Made a hole in the sky just to watch the world die. But the sun came in and showed them how to live again. They left me here alone with no way to get home. I watched it all begin, and this is where it ends.
Have you ever seen anybody walk in here with a glass bottle before with water in it? No.
No, only you.
You're
only
like,
you.
Yeah.
So
you're
he's
unique.
So he's the only guy that hangs around with a glass of water, a glass bottle. That é a única pessoa que vem para uma entrevista. Em vez de trazer uma garrafa de plástico, traz uma garrafa de vidro de água. It's a very rock star thing, you know, that bottle of water.
It's
a statement.
I'm trying to do small things where I don't get a bunch of plastic over and over and over and over again.
It's smart.
The top's not that good, though. Check it out. I don't think I wanted it to be better. Don't you think this top's going to fail?
Yeah, a little.
Maybe.
But this is pretty cool.
And you can cut yourself, too, so.
That's true.
Be careful.
Yeah, please.
So we're talking with Ugly Kid Joe's Whit Crane, my dearest friend, and now he's part of my family. He's been here for like 10 days.
That's correct.
Yeah. And we're talking about life and adventures and Ugly Kid Joe's new album. It's coming out 21st of October.
That's correct.
Yeah. And we're showing two of the newest songs. We just heard No One Survives, an Ugly Kid Joe classic.
Off of Stairway to Hell.
And now we have Kill the Pain.
Yep. So Kill the Pain is Dave Fortman, the Ugly Kid Joe guitar player. He says that Kill the Pain is No One Survives' evil brother.
Okay.
So Dave wrote both the songs, and they're really evolved as far as songwriting goes. And so I would probably want Dave to tell you what it means, but it's got some, okay. It's about surviving addiction and like surviving, you know, day to day, just surviving your life, mm-hmm. whatever you're overly into. It could be anything. It touches the pulse of that. And, you know, it's a brilliant song.
You've been touring. You were at Bulgaria before you came here to Portugal again. Yeah. So did you play your new songs?
We played That Ain't Living because we hadn't released this one yet.
Okay.
And we played That Ain't Living maybe five times so far. And
what was
like
the reaction of the audience?
Immediate, But you don't know that's gonna. It's like, imagine, I don't know how you feel, but like when you create something, right? You have actual kids, so the metaphor you'd really. I mean, I don't have kids, but I feel like the songs I'm in. Well, I feel like the songs that you know come through me or whatever that is. I feel like those are our kids. And you're not quite sure if they're good kids. Yeah. You could be like, here's my new song, really? Well. Yeah. Don't play it again. or the other thing, like you go, oh my God. I guess scary, a little bit scary to do it because you've never done it, you know, and you're finding your way. So you're looking at your bandmates on stage and like, if it's working, you look over and like, yeah. So yeah, we played that song. We toured, we did the summer festival run clubs. And it was the best synergy of Ugly Kid Joe that I've ever had. Like the crew, even the bus driver was cool. the techs, the band, everyone. It was really, I think the band in general, like we're just so grateful to get to work. But also like the crews that are working at wherever you are, a club or a soccer stadium, whatever. And then the fans, we're all music fans, as I've said, and of course we are. Post-COVID or whatever, however you want to word that, like everyone was locked down. We all were locked down in various ways for different storylines, and that's humbling. You know, not on purpose, but we all probably took things for granted, like doing stuff, having fun, going to shows. Yeah. So
breathing.
So there was like this great, subtle, subconscious and conscious manifestation of joy through music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to be part of that. I could feel it. I was like, oh, this is so cool to be part of this. It was something to do, you know, like, wow, I'm not trapped.
Yeah. So, I'm living again.
Yeah, that. So, and music is such a great conduit for connection and expression and to let go and be crazy. So, yeah.
And you're going to connect again because your album is almost here, like October, as we said. And then you have a new tour.
Yes. We go on tour to support and celebrate the album, the new Ugly Kid Joe album, which is called Rad Wings of Destiny. When is it out again? October 21st?
October 21st.
I'm decorated by now.
That's pretty good. Anyway, so I think we have a little, what is it? October 31 through November 24. We'll do the UK, Europe, but we're trying to figure out Portugal, right?
Yeah, I know, I know.
Right.
We're trying to get that happened here. So let's see. Yeah. We are going maybe to London. I don't know.
We are.
Yes, maybe.
Oh, that's
maybe.
Such good news.
It'll be fun.
That's such good news.
I'm thinking about it. So Kill the Pain now on Rockstar Podcast.
Setting is the sun, rising is the moon. Just like the fool, never knows when to run. Heading is the love, trampled all the wounded, and always too soon, it comes to an end. Help us all the dreams no one ever hopes for. Needless is the world no one ever cared for. Hiding from the sun, dying all the days, always on the run. Endless is the waiting.
Este rockstar de hoje com o Whit Crane dos Ugly Kid Joe, meu querido amigo, e que é a única entrevista que está a dar a propósito do novo álbum e das novas músicas. Ficamos muito contentes por ter esta entrevista exclusiva aqui na Rádio Comercial. Ele pediu também para que estivesse presente a minha filha Leonor, porque eles falam muito sobre música e gostam muito de trocar ideias sobre formas de cantar, inspirações, poemas. Ela gostou, tu costumas ler muito em inglês, não é?
Uh-huh,
livros também.
Sim.
So, she really loves English. She loves to read in English, mm-hmm. and you already know that she loves to sing.
That's
so
right.
Music kind of brought you together as well, and you speak a lot when you're with one another.
Yeah.
So Whit asked you to be here on my podcast. First time that you're here.
He told
me
like 5 minutes before we started, so I was caught, you know.
So why did you want her to be here today?
Yeah, I have the same question.
Well, because I think that for a podcast, you might as well keep it real. And this is what we do every day. We hang out and talk
shit,
right?
Yeah, it's true.
And of course, also, I believe in you as an artist. And so, you know, sure, Alika Joe is going to go and do whatever we're going to do. But we've already had our success, and we'll probably have some more, whatever. But it's your turn.
Oh,
so it's, the new generation.
So I like that.
It's important that you get used to this and that you.
Yeah.
So what? So tell me some of the things that you want, if you can define them.
Okay.
In your new, do you know what you want?
I do know what I want.
What do you want?
Okay, some things I'll keep private because I'm so like, I want to do things, I want to work on things before like telling the world. So
that's
I'm very like that. But I feel like everyone knows by now that I do want to do some music. You know, I want to work on my music and stuff. And I don't want to be, you know, just a singer. I want to like learn how to produce and learn how to make songs and even write songs for other artists because I feel like that's... Because music is not just like a job, it's something that I really love. And I've been writing songs since I'm like 8 years old or 7 years old. So, you know, they were not very good, but at least I was doing, you know, at least I was writing songs. So I kind of want to do that and, you know, sing, which is a thing that I like very much. And hopefully it goes well and I can, you know, meet a lot of people and do a lot of stuff, not just here, you know, outside.
What would you tell like an aspiring young artist, singer, actor?
Yeah.
What would you tell the kids of the day? Like if they're, in, if they want to get in the game.
Yeah.
What would some advice?
Okay. I feel like sometimes I need to hear like this type of advice too, but it's like, don't put too much pressure on yourself because you always compare yourself to other people, not just like as an artist or something, but like even as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like now we're talking about being an artist and stuff. I feel like you compare yourself, your success, your way of working, your, you know, your talent sometimes, you know, this person sings so good and maybe I don't have the same voice, I don't have the same talent. And I feel like that's such a mistake because everyone is so unique in their own way. If we all sang the same way, there wouldn't be new styles of music and stuff like that. And I feel like that's so important, having like a variety, because we don't all like the same things. And I feel like you do you, you do what you like, and eventually you'll find the people that like it and the people that will support you no matter what, and also have a good support system. Like
define
your family.
What?
Yeah, your family, your friends, people that actually want success for you and people that actually root for you. No matter what, even if you like you screw up big time, you know, people will be there and be like helping you pick up the pieces and, you know, helping you regain your confidence and stuff like that. I feel like it's so important because there's so negativity and so much bad energy sometimes when you're doing your own stuff. And that's why I like to keep things private because, you know, I don't feel like people need to know everything because it will turn out bad. So, you know, having a good support system. Just not just on the bad times, but also in the good
yourself.
Times. Yeah, also but be authentic.
Yourself.
You know, that was what I was saying. Like, don't try to be this because it's what's trending or because it's what's popular. If you don't like it, you don't like it. There's people that are going to like your stuff, you know, no matter what.
You're saying water finds its level.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly.
Well, that's a great answer. Let me ask you some more questions.
Oh my God.
One more.
You're
one
fired,
more.
Mom.
So,
yeah, I know.
So do you think that... Because you can't tell your true plan, but we can get like broad strokes.
Okay.
Do you think within your plan and in your matrix of whatever you may or may not do, artistically speaking, do you think that you'll always live in Portugal or do you think you'll live somewhere else?
No, 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 no. I've been saying that I want to live abroad for like so many years now.
Do you know where you want to go?
Everywhere. Like I don't have a place. Like when I was younger, I wanted to go to LA and that was my plan. Like at 18, I'll just go to LA and stay there. But right now, it's not like I don't want to go to LA. Like, maybe I'll go there for a little, but I don't want to live there. So, of course, the United States is a very big place and everyone wants to go there, you know, aspiring artists and whatever.
You
but
have
I feel
Uncle Wheat there.
I have Uncle Wheat there. But, you know, I love Europe. I've been...
Oh, he's coming here. He's coming here. So you go there and then he buys a house
so
here.
We'll switch places.
Yes.
But I've been loving, you know, Europe lately. I don't know why. I love it. I love how we are as, like... people.
Yeah.
I don't even know, like, even our habits.
I
you know,
agree.
Yeah, you
like,
know,
that's
you,
why I'm here.
You as an outsider, you like, you see, like,
well, there's
I just love
there's,
it.
There's rhythm here.
Yeah.
And the thing about the, with respect, I'm from the United States and I'm grateful for my family, my passport, and everything about it, but it's a very young country.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, imagine, like, I was talking to some of your family members at the barbecue the other day, and they were giving me honest, history of Portugal.
Yeah.
And what mm-hmm. what a history it is,
yeah.
all the way to the barbecue. There they were.
yeah.
And so, but there's a rhythm and there's culture because of that.
Yeah.
And once again, hooray for the United States, but there's not a lot of culture in the United States. So it's such a turn on for me to go all around Europe. Like I would just, yeah. as your mom said, she said like last show was in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Now, I've been there before, but my mission now in life is I go jump in a city and I sit in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. And you can feel Sofia, Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Then I hopped on a plane. Bam. Here I am in Lisbon. You know? And so like, it's just, so there is,
I love that. Yeah.
I'm so pleased that you're going to go outside the box because Europe is, everything's so close by my definition,
yeah,
close. You can get on a plane. You can actually research on the computer. Not that I'm really good at the computer, but you can. And there's like, you know, the whatever shitty airlines, right? And you
yeah.
could just like, sometimes those airlines are like £25 to come to wherever. And
yeah.
if you just have the courage
have
to go,
yeah.
the world is going off here.
Actually, yeah. I agree. I totally agree.
So
that's what I want to do.
So she's most of a pop,
R&B
yeah. Kind of girl,
yeah.
but today she has to pick a rock song because
yeah.
this is a rock podcast.
And I'm
we
used
have a
to
true
rock
legend
because
here.
My mom, you
yeah,
know,
you always yeah. listen to rock, and she had to listen to Nirvana on the way down here.
Yeah,
so
today,
yeah,
so. I had to. That sounds so bad. No, I had to, but I liked it.
Yeah,
but
you liked it.
Yeah.
We've been listening to Nevermind and In Utero. And now you're picking a rock song for
yes.
us.
But this song, I actually discovered on my own. It was not because of you. So
yeah.
that's why I picked this song, because
let's
I didn't
get that,
want...
Let's keep that very clear.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm not a very true fan of rock like you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But I do listen to rock a lot because of my mother.
We will corrupt you.
Yeah, I'm getting that. But
she went to Bring Me the Horizon gig with me.
Because
and
I like Bring Me the Horizon, yeah. But this song, I don't even know how I discovered it, but I know that I saw Arctic Monkeys in concert.
With me?
Once,
at
yes.
the festival.
Before I was even a fan. And that to me is like so sad because I wasn't even a fan. But sometime later, I discovered this song and I really love it. And yeah, that's very rare of me to like a rock song and like listen to it daily. So yeah, this is 505 by Arctic Monkeys.
Rockstar. I'm going back to 505. If it's a 7 hour flight or a 45 minute drive, in my imagination you're waiting, lying on your side with your hands between your thighs. Stop and wait a sec. Expect
So I was just telling off that we have a really cool podcast here. It's a true conversation between friends.
That's right.
That's what we've been doing this past days, like 10 days or something. Wit has been here with us in Portugal, just hanging around, eat some grilled fish and barbecue with our family.
Yep.
Now it's our family.
It's Fatima.
Fatinha, yeah, my cousin. We adopt Wit so he can come whenever he wants. It was a true pleasure having you here.
Thank you very much.
Talking to you and learn more about life and the world and music and everything. You're a true rock star. You're a pirate too.
Yeah.
And you're like a little kid.
Yeah.
So I like that. I really like that. And I really love you. So thank you for everything. And maybe we'll meet again.
Yes,
soon,
of course,
here in Lisbon.
That's right.
And
I might come back literally September 1st.
I know that you're coming back. So here's the thing. He's coming back. And then we have the album, 21st of October. And then we have a tour. And then maybe we'll meet in London.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's all going to show.
Yeah, it's all going to. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, music really, I mean, the cool thing that my conclusion, I was listening to... you know Flea, the bass player for the Chili Peppers. I follow him on the interweb, on the Instagram. I mean, he says a bunch of cool stuff, and I'm really intrigued by that guy. And he's a really kind of deep, thoughtful, grateful guy. And he said, I'm going to paraphrase him poorly, but the second I heard whatever it was, I was like, oh my god, that's so smart. So someone asked him, like, you know, was it fun? Some along the lines of, you know, is it fun to be successful musician, blah, 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 blah. And his answer, maybe it wasn't exactly that, but his point was that music in this storyline has brought him, it could be anything. It could be people that you meet on the tour bus. It could be this moment right now where we're talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So music, beyond like selling it and beyond like songs themselves, it's an interesting conduit that brings people together in my life, and really has. So, and that could be like if you worked at a sandwich shop, the sandwiches bring everyone together that you work with.
It could be
anything. Like even if you got in the Uber, when I got in the Uber on the way here, I was kind of destined to meet the driver. And I said, hey man, what do you listen to? He's all smooth jazz. But that's life.
One of our stations, smooth jazz.
Yeah. Oh wow, that's interesting. So he just showed me. But anyway, point being, back to music and celebrating what Flea was saying, if I'm making any sense, is we're part of something really interesting, and that conduit is music. And music's a really special thing. It's such an interesting thing that comes through us and is around us, and it makes us happy, and it's an outlet and all those things. So I'm so psyched that, because if you and I didn't entertain music in our lives, we would not be sitting here. So isn't that interesting that music brought us together, and it brought us to the barbecue, and it brought us to the burger
to
place.
Galeto.
That's what did it though. So
yeah, it's true. So thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, no worries.
And see you in September.
Yep.
Yeah.
Muito obrigada por ouvirem este podcast Rockstar, disponível no site da Comercial em radiocomercial.ol.pt e em outubro com músicas novas dos Ugly Kid Joe. Beijo! Até depois das férias. Yeah!
Rockstar.